Aloha everybody, Paul here at War Room, and on this podcast we are going to look at the D-Day campaign run by Warlord. And by the end of this podcast you should know how to get involved and everything else you need to know about playing in the D-Day campaign. So let's surge ahead. D-Day, as we know, June the 6th, and this year marks 75 years since D-Day. June 6th this year, I think, is Thursday. And the following weekend, there's the releases coming out from Warlord. And that would be the D-Day campaign book. And they've got a big battle set for D-Day featuring the Americans and German coastal defences. So that's going to be fun to see and do a little an opening video. So lots of things going on. It's been fairly well anticipated, the D-Day campaign, hoping we'd get details a bit earlier than we actually did. But the details are now out, and we are looking forward to playing it. And on reading them, I am a lot more excited about the D-Day campaign than I thought I would be. I did think it would be fun, but I am eager and raring to get going and playing some games. And I think most of the games at the club that we'll be playing in the next two or three months will certainly be based around the campaign guide. A lot of the guys have signed up. As you may know, the campaign is not just bolt action. It's Cruel Seas and Blood Red Skies as well. So all loosely connected with bolt action, and all definitely connected with the 75th anniversary of D-Day. So lots of excitement. There's going to be lots of stuff in the media about D-Day, and obviously there's going to be lots of things coming out of Warlord. A few have dropped this week, caused a lot of excitement on the internet, some scratching of heads, as quite often does with Warlord. We do love them, we do love them. But this campaign looks as though it's going to be really good fun. And of course, at the weekend, Warlord are running their own D-Day campaign event at Warlord HQ. There might still be a place or two. I think they created some extra places to cater for people. So if that would take your fancy, get along. If this podcast goes out in time, it will do. It'll be out on Monday. So, and forgive me guys, because I have a bit of a cold and a cough and a chesty thing going on. So I've got a cough sweetie stuck in the side of my mouth, but we shall plough on regardless. So, Bolt Action's 2019 D-Day campaign. Who, what, where, when, and all the rest of those questions. Well, first of all, you need to get on and you're going to need to get registered. To do that, if you go to Warlord's website and enter a search for D-Day, D-Day, it should bring you to the how-to guide to sign on or take you straight to the campaign. You'll find a link there if you do that search. So the first thing we need to do is we need to register to take part in the campaign. Very easy, very straightforward. You've seen sign-ons before. Enter first, last name, make up a username for yourself. I am the White Walker on the campaign guide. So, why not send me a wee message and let me know who you are? And we put in the email address so we can get information back, and then we do a password, confirm password, and then we get to pick a picture, if you like. My picture is going to be the WarHQ's logo. So I'll put the WarHQ's logo up there. And of course, if you listen on to the end of this video, at the end of the video, we'll give you a wee coupon code so you can go and buy your goodies for D-Day. So you can put up a picture, you can customize it, or they supply some, you know, Allied Access pictures you can use. You then select whether you're going to be Allies or the Axis. We do need to choose a side. It's time to choose your side, chaps. And then you need to enter a force name to identify your units from those of any other player. So I have chosen rather unexcitedly to call mine Commander 4-7. That is my D-Day force of choice. And I'll be taking them to the French Nationals Commander 4-7 this year and playing them with a intelligence officer. Something a little bit different. And then you can put in a little description of what your force is, and then you click submit, and you have completed registration. Now that should take you to, or allow you to get to the campaign page, and be able to log in. Now, the campaign page is d-day.boltaction.com. If you want to go straight there, and on that page there's also a link where you can sign up from that page rather than going through Warlord's page if you want to. And at the top of the page you will see that it has the enlist or the sign up, as I've just mentioned. There's a service record, which is basically going to be how you're doing and any awards that you've gained in the campaign, which is a nice little extra. They have instructions and updates. Busiest battlefields, which is basically going to be a list of shops and places where you can play, where they have scenery, etc. for you. And there is a link where you can log in and log out. So once you have done all that, the next step really is to play a game and report it. So you choose one of the scenarios, play it with your friend. Once you've played the game, one of you need to do a report a battle, and there's a little button in the site where you can do that. And you'll need to have your opponent's username. You'll enter that. The game you were playing, remembering that Tank Wars is listed separately to Standard Bolt Action and Blood Red Cruel Seas, Blood Red Skies. And Cruel Seas will have their own separate sections. And then you need to put in your result. Either the Axis win, the Allies win, or it's a draw. But we all know who we want to win. Who do you want to win, guys? Why not send me a wee message? Let me know whose side you're on. And you can also provide a battle report for the game and put a picture, etc. These are optional. But it's nice to put those wee bits and pieces in and let other people have a look and see how you got on. If you played at one of the participating game stores, you put the location of that in, and it gives them a wee chance to see which is the busiest battlefield. And then you just submit your result. It's as easy as that. And of course, step three, which they haven't done, is that you go back and look at the results and see how D-Day is going for the Allies or the Axis. And so really that's it. So if we go back to the main page, what you'll see on the main page at the top, just underneath the links to take you to the places I have just described, you'll see a map of the French coastline where D-Day invasion took place. Just directly below that map is a little bar that lets us know that we're on phase one, which is the current phase. Phase two will start on June the 6th. Phase three, June the 19th. Phase four will start on the 3rd of July. Phase 25 on the 24th of July. And phase six will be on the 7th of August. And then there is a link just below that, directly below in red, where you can report your battle. So, if we scroll down the page, we get some of the good stuff. So, here are a couple of sections, side by side. It tells you what the current scenarios you can play are, which is obviously going to be important. And so there's a combat gauge, which tells you how the overall campaign is going. And then below that, just splitting it down into Bolt Action, Tank Wars, Cruel Seas and Blood Red Skies. So you can see how each of those components are doing, which obviously gives you the overall combat gauge. Oh, sucking on sweet. Sorry, guys. So the other thing you get is the current scenarios. Oh, the fun in the games. Now, at the moment, we've got four scenarios up there. Three are bolt action scenarios. One is a cruel seas scenario. These will change as the campaign goes on. So there isn't a Blood Red Skies one just at the moment. There was one up. It's already down. And cruel seas has come into play. But we have bolt action ones. Now, I'm going to go and look. There's three of them. There's Christmas Hardtack, Allied Commandos versus the Heer. There is Violins of Autumn, which is French Partisans versus the Heer. German Heer, obviously. And there is Postage Able, which is British Commandos against the German Heer. So lots of commando action going on at the moment for me. And I'm going to go into Postage Able. The scenarios are pretty closely set out as they are in the rulebook scenarios. So you'll be fairly comfortable with the set out of these. I'm just going to go into Postage Able and I am going to come down and give you a rough idea. So it's a three-page scenario. The first page is just graphics, really. The second page, like most of the scenarios, it gives you a wee overall description of the scenario, what's happening. And to cut it down quite a lot, this particular scenario is about commandos trying to sneak up onto a French beach and to get soil sand samples and take those back to Blighty so that they can assess what type of armour tanks could land on that beach, if at all. And the Germans are on guard, and it signs off by saying Operation Postage Able has begun. So then it comes on to a list of the forces that are going to be used in this scenario. This particular one, you have two commandos armed with pistols and fighting knives, and four regular here grenadiers armed with rifles. That's right, six figures in total. But this looks to be quite a fun scenario, quite a quick scenario, I'm guessing, to play. So I'm really looking forward to playing this one. And then below that, we've got a little grey box. We love our grey boxes from Warlord, don't we, guys? Giving a little extract of a report from Lieutenant Commander Wilmot, who was in charge of Operation Postage Able. Then we come on to special rules. Now, for those of you that haven't been there and seen this already, this brings up something a little bit different, which even I wasn't expecting. So, special rules. Firefight! Exclamation mark. This scenario uses the unofficial firefight rules for bolt action. Really? This firefight rules for bolt action? Okay. So the next thing you need to do is go and have a look for the firefight rules. And if you go to Warlord's site and just do a search for firefight or skirmish rules FAQ, you will find the rules for the skirmish, which is rather good. So there we go, there's your firefight rules, something we weren't expecting, something that we will hear a lot about, and the next war room that goes up on the YouTube with my good friend Brian Forrester, we'll be looking at that. So guys, why not comment and let me know what your thoughts are on a set of firefight rules. So essentially, they're a set of rules where each figure has a separate dice, much smaller force, obviously. I think it's 200 points altogether, and each of the figures in that force has a separate dice. So, carrying on, skulking and stealth. So, it gives you a little introduction here as to how to play this, and essentially you're going to be playing with markers as the commandos, and the Germans have to try and detect you on the beach, and if you turn over the marker, it may be a commando, but it may not be a commando, because you've only got two of the six markers are the actual commandos. And then it gives you rules on how the Germans are to patrol the beach. They are fairly specific. And then you move on to page three, the final page, and it gives you a little diagram of how you should be setting up your battle area. Now, the battle area is 21 inches square. So it's not a huge, just over a foot and a half, about a foot and a half square. So it's quite a small area, so it could be quite a quick game. And it's set up into basically sort of four zones, one of those being the deployment area for the commandos. And then it gives you the setup, and then it goes on to the objectives. The British commandos are attempting to survey what would become Omaha Beach. To complete this task, one marker must spend a turn stationary in each one of the zones marked on the scenario map, and then return to the water. The German player must detect the commandos. Easy. Simples. Then it goes on to tell you what happens in the first turn, the game duration, and your victory conditions. And at the end, it tells you that the Germans get 5 victory points for each commando successfully detected or killed. And it gives you the various other victory conditions. And then just finishes off with another grey box, which is another report from Lieutenant Commander Wilmot. And that is what you get in the scenario. So, when would be a good time to go and sign up for the campaign D-Day? I think now would be a great time. That one, it really appeals to me, but there's lots of different ones. And, of course, you can proxy or decide to change the exact forces if you don't have German here, play Italians or whatever. Just go out, have fun with this. We'll be bringing regular updates as we go along. But as promised, I would just like to thank the warhq.co.uk for sponsoring our show. And we did say that we would give you a code. So the code to use in your basket on the warhq.co.uk is POD21. That would be POD21. If you go along there now, you can get your D-Day goodies. You can pick up the D-Day campaign book, or you could pick up the big, huge campaign box and get 15% off that. A nice big discount there. So get along there. But for now, I'll say mahalo and hopefully be speaking to you on Friday. But Friday's show will be coming from France. Will it come from France? No, it won't, because I won't get till France till Saturday. Saturday, I'm going to be in Normandy. I'm going to be enjoying all the Normandy activities and commemorations, and I will be playing in the French Nationals at Overlord Museum. So look forward to hearing all about that, and I look forward to telling you all about it. So take care, guys, and talk to you soon.